You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. On the line, we have State Rep. Greg Van Workum. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I think 8 days a week is a good lead-in for an elected official. That's what I feel like. I live my life.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked, and there's a lot to talk about. Schools across Michigan remain in limbo. You've got Matt Hall pointing his finger at Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, and she's pointing her finger at House Speaker Matt Hall. What is going on?
We knew that going in that the budget was going to be a difficult piece here this term with split government. It's different dynamic. I know the House worked to try and get a bill done by that July 1st deadline and just haven't been successful yet. We've tried to show the schools the direction that we are heading. We put out a plan that would put more investment into our schools per pupil than ever seen before. We just need to now get to that negotiating table and try and get something done. I think there's a couple different factors. Yeah, we want to get the school aid budget done, but you also have out there a roads plan, trying to get roads done. And then you also have what I've been working on, the Medicaid budget as well. And those taxpayer dollars are finite, and you have to try and come up with the right balance that you're focusing on the right priorities for the state.
Well, I know that a lot of people do not have a lot of faith, unfortunately, in both parties right now. I mean, that's the reality. School administrators are very, very worried. I've talked to a few people that are just like, they don't know who to trust. It's like everyone's pointing their fingers at each other. This $100 million relief bill that stalled in the state Senate for northern Michigan counties impacted by the ice storm, what on earth happened? Why did it stall in the state Senate?
I think that one is probably being used as a negotiation for something else. I mean, that's kind of what you're seeing more in Lansing. As for as long as I've been there, it just seems to become more political, and more trying to leverage something that you know is needed for something that maybe is not as needed. And that's unfortunate because we've got a lot of Michigan residents in northern Michigan that have been impacted, particularly the students and how long that their classrooms were shut down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be replaced up there. The federal government recognized the issue with an emergency declaration. The governor did as well. The House was the first to respond to it because we listened to our members and heard about the need that was there. Several of colleagues went up there just to witness the damage that's been up there. So it's a critical piece. Unfortunately, the Senate's going to play a game with it, knowing how important it is to some members in the House.
Well, I know there are educators that are listening, and I've worked in a child care setting in a school, and I almost feel like you need somebody in the middle to sit everybody down and say, okay, here's what we need to do. We need to get along, and we need to get this done. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Winnie Brinks is saying that she's worried that there's going to be a state government shutdown on October 1st, that it's a real threat. What do you want to say to that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Senate Democrats have been talking about that even before House Republicans took the gavel. They've been talking about a potential shutdown back in November, and we took back the House in January. So they've been trying to point the blame for well over 8 months, saying that it's going to be House Republicans' fault if there's a government shutdown. I'll say there's several of us that are ready to roll up sleeves and get to work and get something on the table. But I think you're also seeing friction between the governor, our Democrat governor, and the Senate majority leader, who is also a Democrat, that the governor wants to see a roads bill done, a roads package done, and the Senate refuses to show its cards in any way of what they want to do on roads. I think you saw a statement by the governor maybe even a couple days ago, less than a week ago, saying that any budget needs to have a roads package. So I think that's one of the big keys right now, is seeing if a road package can be brought into this conversation. But to do that, you're going to have to find dollars elsewhere to get to the level that is significant enough to show that we've invested in infrastructure. So as long as that's part of the conversation, the governor is kind of working with the House Republicans on that, and the Senate refusing to, you're going to remain at a logjam. So at some point, something's going to have to break here so that we can get this done.
Yeah, I almost want to say that, you know, both parties need a timeout right now. What does your day look like today? Where are you at today? Are you in Lansing today?
No, I am in the district in West Michigan today, running around.
Okay.
And but I did get called to go to Lansing on Monday. Now, normally we're not there.
Right.
On Mondays, we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll be there this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And again, traditionally, we are not in Lansing in August.
Right.
We were there in July as well. So House Republicans have been there, showing that we're willing to work. And I know some conversations are happening behind the scenes that don't necessarily make it into press and press conferences and press statements and things like that. So hopefully those will come to fruition and we can get something done.
Well, make sure that your team keeps us up to date on what's going on, because some schools start the day after Labor Day, some before that. How's your summer been? I haven't had a chance to really see you and talk to you.
Summer's been good.
Yeah.
A little hot, as everyone else knows.
That's a fact.
Me with my fair skin can only handle so much.
Yeah.
But it's been good. We've had some good boat days and spend some time on the shoreline. That's, you know, one of the primary reasons why we live here.
That's a fact.
Is to go enjoy the lake shore in the summer. So we're sure to make time for that. And I got the kids out to Michigan's Adventure a few times as well.
Nice.
So that they'll remember the summer. So it's been good. It's been too short, as everyone says.
No.
I know my my kids were at their school this week, getting their books and seeing the classrooms and things like that.
Yeah.
So now it's the countdown. So you're trying to cram everything that you thought you were going to do back in June into these 2 weeks.
Isn't that a fact?
We're going to
try
and spend some time together, enjoy the summer before school starts.
Well, I wish you the best. Get it done in Lansing, and that's for Democrats and Republicans. Please, let's meet in the middle, and I'll talk to you in September. State Rep. Greg Van Workum, thank you for checking in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.